From coast to coast, it's time for the Texaco Star Theater, starring James Melton.
I will bring you music as swiftly as a dove. My song will fly.
So swift my song will fly.
The starlit faces, the joyous notes they wing across the sky.
The blue and friendly sky.
And in the music.
Again, welcome you to the Texaco Star Theater, starring James Melton, internationally famous tenor of the Metropolitan Opera, in a program of our best music of the past year. With the distinguished conductor David Brookman, the Texaco Star Theater Orchestra and Chorus, and Virginia Haskins and her love song. Tonight's broadcast is the final program of this series before the premiere next Sunday night of the Texaco Star Theater's new fall and winter series, starring Eddie Bracken. And this is John Reed King. Car owners, summer is now past. But it's that past summer's driving that may shorten the future of your car. Prevent damage to vital parts with your Texaco dealer's special checkup and conditioning service. See him soon. And here he is, your host, James Melvin.
Thank you, John. Good evening, friends, and welcome once more to the Texaco Star Theater. A particular welcome tonight to the 40 members of the Indian tribes of Hopi, Haimas, Navajo, Zuni, and Apache, who are in their full dress regalia here tonight as special guests here in our Texaco Star Theater. As John Reed King has just told you, next week I'm turning the keys of the Texaco Star Theater over to Eddie Bracken, who will bring a sparkling comedy show to you from Hollywood. So we thought that this might be a good time to sing for you once more the very best songs that we've done during the past year or so. You've heard us do several hundred songs on this program in that time, and your letters, telephone calls, and telegrams, and personal chats have given us a pretty good idea of the songs you like best. So tonight we've chosen, or rather you've chosen, a program that's selected from the music that seems to have caused the most excitement and pleasure and comment during the past year. I know we'll enjoy it, and I hope you do. So here we go with the pick of the season, your favorites of all these songs, and our opening one is It's a Grand Night for Singing.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love, falling in love.
Maybe it's more than the moon, maybe it's more than the birds, maybe it's more than the sight of the night in the light, so lovely for words.
Maybe it's more than the earth, shining in silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The earth stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling,
falling.
I'm falling.
Oh,
Well, tomorrow morning, 9:41 to be exact, you can watch the sun move over into a brand new season. And when fall begins, so does a lot of new activity. Small boys start kicking footballs around vacant lots again. Farmers, well, they start harvesting, and the old harvest moon starts inspiring young couples to carry on like young couples always have, singing love songs, for instance. That brings us to a love song by Victor Herbert, a song that you called one of our best duets. Virginia Haskins and I are going to sing Sweethearts.
If you ask where love is found, the sort of love that's fond and true, I will bid you look around. It may be very near to you.
Sometimes love is very trying, but you really must not mind it. If it comes not to your sighing, there is always one place you may find it.
Seek the dwelling of two happy sweethearts.
Sweethearts make love their very own. Sweethearts can live on love alone.
David Brookman and his boys and girls have presented many new and old favorites that, from your applause and your letters, have added much gaiety to the current scene. And here's one of the songs you indicated you liked best, a rousing and carefree song from the musical comedy Great Day that Vincent Humans called, well, what do you know, Great Day. David Brookman repeats his exciting arrangement for you.
Great day, oh.
John, a little while ago, you mentioned the new Texaco Star Theater program that begins next Sunday. I think the folks would be interested in hearing something about the new show. I know I would.
Certainly, Jim. Everybody knows Eddie Bracken, the grand comedy star of movie, stage, and radio. Eddie Bracken plays himself, and that means everything happens to Eddie, including Mr. Monahan. William Demarest, as the tough and terrible Monahan, is Eddie's heartburn. His daughter Connie, played by Ann Rutherford, is Eddie's heartthrob. There's Janet Waldo and a grand comedy cast to add to the merry mix-up. Jimmy Wallington will be on hand, too. For new, bright, sparkling comedy, tune in the new Texaco Eddie Bracken Show next Sunday night and every Sunday night. Same time, same station. You'll have the time of your life. And now here is tonight's star of the Texaco Star Theater, James Melton.
Till the end of time, long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end.
Popular songs based on a theme from Chopin, one of history's most popular composers. The next song has always been one of my personal favorites, and from what you all say, one of your favorites too. I suppose almost everybody has heard Vesti la Giubba many times. The title's a little hard to remember, and in case you've forgotten, Vesti la Giubba means on with the play. It's the story of the clown, Canio, who is Pagliacci, is compelled to laugh and sing, even though his heart is broken over his lost love. Vesti la Giubba.
Applaudirò.
Every time we present a special David Brookman arrangement of a Chopin theme, folks far and near tell us they want more of the same. And since tonight's the night to take care of such matters, here's a special David Brookman arrangement of a Chopin theme, Fantasy Impromptu. Of songs you told us were your favorites during the past year have been sung by Virginia Haskins. And of all the songs she's sung, none has brought in more praise than the one Virginia will tell you about and sing for you now.
It's a very old question, but it's some very nice music. What is this thing called love?
Thank you.
very gratifying to us here on the Texaco Star Theater, for so many of you thought so well of a song we're going to do next. It's a sacred song, a song for all peoples and all times. The music was written by Albert Haymalot. The words are words we've known since earliest childhood. And this war-torn world can well use the ageless truth that's expressed in this ancient appeal, the Lord's Prayer. Friends, we come to the end of this series of broadcasts in the Texaco Star Theater. But I hope you'll all be interested to know that I'll continue to be on the air on another program, so I hope you won't forget me. My association with the Texas Company over these years has been a most pleasant one, and I shall forever treasure the warm friendships that have come to me as a result of my work with this fine group. In saying goodbye to the old Texaco Star Theater, I want to extend my deep appreciation to our cast, our producers, writers, guest stars, and all those fine individuals who've cooperated in making these programs measure up to the standards that, in the main, I think we've all been proud of. Special thanks to my dear friends John Reed King and David Brookman, without whose loyal support the job couldn't have been done. Next week, the Texaco Star Theater will bring you a new and different type program, which will present the comedy star Eddie Bracken with a fine supporting cast. The new show looks fine, and I wish Eddie Bracken the best of luck. I hope all my friends will tune him in. And now this is faithfully yours, James Melton, saying good night, good luck, and God bless you.
Starting next Sunday night, Texaco Dealers present the new Eddie Bracken Show with Bill Demarest, Dan Rutherford, Janet Waldo, Jimmy Wallington, and a great comedy cast.
Tune in for 30 minutes of laughs and fun with the Eddie Bracken Show next Sunday night and every Sunday night thereafter. Same station, same time, except for those of you who have not been on daylight saving time. Remember to tune in 1 hour later. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
I'd like to remind you that all programs aired on Same Time, Same Station come directly from our CD masters. They are all available on CD or cassette. For more details on how to purchase these cassettes or CDs, you may go to our website at otrsite.com. That's OTR as in old time radio, site, S-I-T-E, otrsite.com, or email Jerry at otrsite.com, or you may call area code 562-696-4387. If you missed anything, this information will be repeated at the end of the program. Welcome back to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host every week at this time, Jerry Hendigas. Virginia Haskins appeared often on the very prestigious and highly acclaimed Chicago Theater of the Air. Today we will be listening to Massenet's opera, Minon. It stars Virginia Haskins, David Polari, Donald Graham, Bruce Foote, Everett Clark, and Morris D. Copeland, with narration by the series producer, Marion Clare. Each program also included a lecture on freedom in America by Colonel Robert R. McCormick. Now, I find these talks quite boring and certainly could do without them. But Colonel McCormick was a publisher of the Chicago Tribune, which just happened to own the Chicago Theater of the Air. So, I guess he could do whatever he wanted. Starring Virginia Haskins.